You're listening to Group Travel Radio. Hello, I'm Stevie G.
And I'm Jim Delaman.
Today is Monday, October 30th. This is the weekly update. Be sure to follow along by scrolling down to the show notes. Today is National Candy Corn Day. National Candy Corn Day is a day for diehard candy corn fanatics to celebrate this sweet seasonal icon. In the late 1800s, George Reniger of the Wonderly Candy Company created this colorful confection to celebrate the beauty of corn and the colors of autumn. With a long, cold winter ahead, this candy kernel was a welcome treat.
This week on Coach and Go, Corey Vries walks us through GTO's new itinerary builder. Don't miss your chance to get up to speed. You can watch this episode of Coach and Go live this Tuesday at 2 o'clock Eastern Time on Group Travel Odyssey's YouTube, Facebook, or LinkedIn pages.
Check out our latest blog where we highlight 4 tips you can steal right now to improve your group travel business. Growing your tour operator business is hard work, really hard work. But there are a few tricks that can help your business grow that you may not have considered. You can read our 4 tips for improving your group travel business by scrolling down to the show notes.
And now for some industry news. All of West Maui, except for burned out sections of historic Lahaina, will reopen to tourism on November 1st following the deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century. Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson made the announcement of the November 1st reopening after speaking with the Red Cross and other partners.
Also in industry news, Disney World is bringing back the ability for guests to make attraction reservations before their trip. Walt Disney World Resort President Jeff Valley noted that the ability to make pre-trip park attraction reservations can, quote, take the stress out of the day for guests. You can read more about Disney's pre-trip reservations and Maui's November 1st reopening by scrolling down to the show notes.
Don't forget to stay connected with Group Travel Odyssey on Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn.
Well, that about does it for the weekly update. Be sure to subscribe to Group Travel Radio wherever you are listening, and thanks for tuning in today.